The Committee on Agriculture will now come to order. Dana, please call the roll.
Senator Thompson. Senator Simon. Present. Senator Roussan.
Here.
Senator Mayfield.
Here.
Senator Grawl.
Here.
Senator Berman.
Here.
Senator Baxley.
Here.
Vice Chair Boyd.
Here.
Chair Collins.
Quorum
is present, Mr. Chair.
Quorum is present. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Senator Simon.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. The Senator Boyd, you are recognized. Introductions.
Caught me off guard. I thought I should be prepared. Thank you, Chair. Jim Boyd from Manatee in Eastern Hillsborough County. I'm so thrilled to be serving with you, Chair, and the rest of my colleagues on the Ag Committee. Ag is obviously very important to Florida, but also very important to our community, and a lot of ag interests of various kinds in our community. So look forward to your leadership, sir, and serving with my colleagues, and we're going to have a great year together. Thank you.
Senator Boyd, thank you for that. Do you have any priorities going into ag for this year?
Thank you. I guess I should have anticipated that earlier. Specifically, no. Generally speaking, yes, in that, we face a lot of challenges. We have citrus in our community. We have tomatoes in our community. We have vegetables in our community. And with a variety of the issues that have challenged our farming friends over the years, those are still there. And so together, in a sense, in the way that we can continue to research and develop the technologies and the applications that help solve some of these problems. I'd like to be part of that and continue that conversation. I know we've got a great organizations, and IFAS is one of them in Florida that addresses a lot of this, but I think we have to keep our eye on that ball because there's a lot of challenges that do face our farmers that we've got to help figure out the best way to overcome some of those challenges. So specifically, I'd like to be part of that conversation.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that, Jim. Senator Baxley, you are recognized. If you could introduce yourself and address any priorities that you have.
Thank you. I'm Dennis Baxley from North Central Florida. Thank you for the opportunity to serve with you, Chairman, and I look forward to great things. We've got some great leadership here, a lot of brand-new talent, a lot of returning great talent, and we are all affected by this background. I'm a fifth-generation Floridian. Orange Trees was Florida, and still suffering with looking at some of the change in this arena. And I like a quote I saw in the majority office about if you are still eating, you're in agriculture. It's still one of the biggest industries. It's certainly been the footnote. My granddaddy was a citrus grower, so that stuff is in me about how we all tie back together in these same common needs and what it does for our state. We do have some things to recover from, and I thank you for your leadership and look forward to being here to help you.
Dennis, thank you for that. I appreciate you. Senator Berman, you're recognized. If you could introduce yourself and address any priorities you have.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Senator Lori Berman. I represent Senate District 26, which is Palm Beach County, which I know most people don't think of it that way, but we are one of the largest agricultural counties in the state. We are the winter vegetable capital, and we have a very significant sugarcane growing crop also. So those are always my concerns, making sure that our agriculture has the tools they need to be successful. I know we've had some issues with the hurricane affecting agriculture, so I'd like to address that and any issues regarding, I know in the past we've had citrus greening, so any kind of pestilence that we're having going on with our agriculture. So continue to be a strong supporter. We know that agriculture is one of the biggest drivers in our economy, and we need to continue to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Grohl, you're recognized.
Did I turn the mic on right? Okay. Thank you. My name is Erin Grohl. I am from Senate District 29, which is made up of Glades, Indian River, Okeechobee, Highlands, and a large portion of St. Lucie County. So very agriculture-focused in a majority of the district, at least from a landmass perspective. And I have also a native to Florida in an area that was where I grew up. My favorite time of the year was when I could smell the orange blossoms, and unfortunately that is not part of my children's childhood in the same area. And so anything that we can do to support our farming industry, our citrus industry, because I think that agriculture is a national security problem and concern for us if we do not have a robust farming industry and agriculture industry. And so I look forward to the conversations that we can have here about how we strengthen that industry in Florida.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate that. And I definitely hold those same concerns. Senator Mayfield, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And my name is Debbie Mayfield. I'm from District 17, which is a new district. One of the advantages I have and have been going into my seventh year is I've also served in Indian River County, St. Lucie County. Brevard County is District 17 now. And we have a lot of farming. And as a reminder, it's just not about citrus, which I love citrus. That's a big part of my community as well. But it's also about the cattlemen in our community. It's about the fishing, commercial fishing industry that we have in our state. It's also about the potato farmers that we have in our state. And so I look forward to the discussion and see what we have going forward. But we have a lot of priorities that we have to take over and look at, and I'm looking forward to your leadership, Chairman, on what you're looking at, what your priorities are that we can help in this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate that. Senator Roussan, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And I actually look forward, like my colleagues, to working with you and under your leadership for the direction of this committee. I had the pleasure and the privilege of chairing this committee for the last 2 years, and there's a lot of significant work that we did and look forward to doing more. One of the things I'll be concerned with is fairness in awarding of the medical marijuana licenses. With the current award, the score is 22-1 in terms of African-American ownership, and we need to get these licenses done very shortly. The score could be 44-1 with the second tranche of licenses coming out. There's a significant part of the agriculture community that needs to be respected. I represent Hillsborough and Pinellas counties in the Senate and have for the last 6 years. I'm pleased to have served with many of the members on this committee previously. And as you know, Chair Collins, Hillsborough, 40% of the land mass in Hillsborough is agriculture or agriculture related, and it's significant. I intend to do some work on expanding the urban agriculture bill that we passed and look towards expanding sustainable farming in urban cores around the state as a response to food insecurities and food deserts. And I look forward to working with you.
Darrell, I look forward to working with you as well, and I appreciate your counsel as we've gone through this as well. Appreciate that, sir. Senator Simon, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Corey Simon. I represent Senate District 3. Much of my district is agriculture, with 13 counties from Gulf County all the way over to Dixie, Lafayette, Hamilton, and Suwannee County, and everything in between from the coast to the state line. And so a tremendous focus for me will also be our aquaculture industry with our oyster farmers and the like. I think you don't want to get sidetracked and lose sight of those folks that have made a tremendous living over the years, and they're struggling. And so we want to make sure that we're showing reverence to the work that they do, the importance of that work, and making sure that we're not losing sight of our aqua farmers, our oyster farmers as well.
Corey, thank you for that. Absolutely agree with you. It's under-recognized part of the ag community, so thank you for that, sir. Senator Thompson, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am Geraldine Thompson from Orange County, and it's not accidental that the county was named Orange. It was the center of the citrus industry here in the state of Florida. And now much of the citrus industry has moved south, and I don't mean south in the state of Florida, I mean to South America, and we're losing a lot of our agricultural industry to other countries, and that's something that I think we really need to pay attention to. My top priority this year, and I had an opportunity to discuss it very briefly with Commissioner Simpson yesterday, that priority is the oversight and the scrutiny of amusement rides here in the state of Florida. We sometimes forget that the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services has oversight for amusement rides. And in my district, unfortunately, in March of last year, we had a young man, 14 years old, who was here for spring break, who fell 400 feet out of a ride along International Drive. And it is the responsibility of agriculture and consumer services to make sure that there is scrutiny, that there are inspections, that there's training, that there's signage, all of the things that make our tourists, our visitors, understand that they're safe when they come here to the state of Florida. And so I've been working on legislation, which is something that impacts all of us, and hope to see that happen in this session. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Thompson, thank you for that. And as a father, I know it was heartbreaking to see what that family went through and how that young man had to go through that in the latter stages of his life. But thank you for bringing that to the attention of the group here. I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Jay Collins. I am the senator for District 14, Hillsborough County. I am a farmer's son. I grew up on a farm, and my family lost our farm because of just bad economic situations. We are blessed to live in the state of Florida, but I have worked and broken my hands and my back working on my family farm growing up, so I fully understand that aspect of it. Ag was my first choice. I am blessed to be a part of this committee and blessed to be the chairman of it. From a focus standpoint, our citrus across the state continues to decline due to competition with foreign markets. The ongoing effects of citrus and other environmental factors. During the 2019 season, Florida produced 67,400 boxes of all types of oranges. The forecast for 21-22 was 4,150, and the forecast for 22-23 is 28,000. For reference, we did 170,200. We have to right-size that, right? If we don't keep our food product coming from the state of Florida and revitalize and grow, we're missing the mark. My approach to all of this is to stabilize our ag committee, our ag culture, revitalize it, and then ultimately grow it, working with Wilton Simpson and his office and everybody else across the state. If we don't have food, we don't have people, right? Ag is an intricate, detailed, and important part of our community. We have to continue to develop rural areas. I know there's some broadband issues and other areas, barriers facing our rural communities. Those are something that we have to understand. Foreign ownership of ag land is something we have to come to terms with. I'm sure some of you saw our bill that came out there and protecting the purchase of that from states that don't stand for the ideals, and principles that make this nation and this state what it is. And then lastly, we all know what happened with Hurricane Ian, the tragic loss of life, but it also affected over 60% of the grazing land and agriculture across the board. We have to stabilize those farmers who lost so much, whether it was a cattleman, the dairy farmers, citrus, strawberries, whoever else was affected. We have to make sure we look at that very diligently. And then, Corey, to your point, aquaculture was on my list as well. It's something we have to understand and expand if we can. I would like to find ways to enable and incentivize veterans and other people to come into farming. How do we bring new life into the farming community? How do we grow farmers collectively across here? And more importantly, how do we give our farmers a leg up? And I say that as an amputee, so please bear with me. Here in the state of Florida, we owe them that. They're part of our community, and we have to treat them as the beacons of the community that they are. And lastly, I just want to say that we're going to look at smaller bills, things that affect very small aspects of farming, like fencing and sign postage, because those small shifts and changes from very specific paragraphs and sentence structures can have profound effects on the farmers and just save that trickle of dollars out of their wallets and paychecks day in, day out, and year in, year out. So those are my focus areas. We've had many bills come to us. My approach with this is not to be the fastest to get a bill drafted and get it out there. I like to measure twice and cut once. So we're going to get these things out there the right way. We're going to build a consensus working with people from the left and right and solve problems, because ultimately our farmers are worth fighting for, just like freedom's worth fighting for. Are there any questions at this point? Any members of the public who wish to speak?
Mr. Chairman, I had one thing.
Senator Baxley, you are recognized.
Thank you. One thing that's been crossing my mind to hear all this input and how we're all affected by the work of this committee is also our relationship with the environmental awareness of our state and the fastest growing state in the union right now. But the interrelationship with the ag community of protecting so much, they have so much more in common than we realize, and how much has been done to really preserve the wildlife corridor. And I have a lot of lakes in Lake County, about 1,100 lakes. These are all part of restoring and maintaining. If you see the large percentage of ag, they're managing much of what is working and what is being protected in our community. So I think that's an important part of this committee's work, is to see that relationship. That's one of the biggest things having a thriving ag business can do for the state, is also be the place for protecting our Florida wildlife and environment. Thank you.
Senator Baxley, thank you for that, and I completely agree with you on that point. Senator Boyden, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I was neglecting not mentioning something that I was quickened by my colleagues in terms of farming in our community. We also pretty large cattle farm and also dairy, and I'm not an expert on either of those topics, but dairy farmers, and specifically those in our eastern part of Manatee County, were hit so very hard with Hurricane Ian, and not only were their facilities destroyed, hundreds of their cows died, and I learned even that was just from sometimes just the stress of the storm. So we have a great ag community that supports us in the, you know, outside of the elected folks that sit here to serve, and I would covet ideas and information from them on how we can strengthen those two, specifically those farming opportunities in our communities, and those go across the state. Dairy, I understand, has shrunk from a vibrant, pretty large number of milk processors and dairy farmers around the state to just a handful, and that's not good. So those are a couple specific areas that just kind of came to mind. I apologize I didn't get them the first time around, but that I would love to have some input from our ag community on how we can help really build that back up. Thank you, sir.
Yes, Senator Boyden, and I saw that as well, that many of the cattle did pass away from just the stress of the environmental push from Ian, right, and how that affected them. So thank you for that, and completely agree with you. I have two growing boys that are 7 and 10. Dairy is a pretty big part of my life growing up there. So, you know, we're there. Are there any other questions? You were recognized. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And to kind of piggyback a lot on what was just said, I think it's really important that this committee also look at sustainability as we move forward, and that we do work with the environmentalists, because I think we all need to work hand in hand to promote agriculture and to do it in a responsible manner. So I'm happy to hear that, and I do think that is probably one of my biggest goals as we move forward on this. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Apologies about the mic here. The button's sticking here. Are there any other questions or business that wants to be discussed? Senator Simon, you're recognized.
With so many folks moving to the state, one of the things that I do want to focus on that I neglected to talk about is agritourism. We have so many people moving to our state every single day, and I think this is a tremendous opportunity for our farmers to take advantage of some of that tourism that's coming into our state. And so I think it's ways that we can strengthen our agritourism are also ways that I think we can help our farmers.
Absolutely. Senator Simon, that is a great point here. And ultimately, tourism, farming, and water are key parts of our communities. Thank you for bringing that to the awareness of the committee. All right. Going once, going twice. All right. Is there any business before the committee? All right. Well, Senator Mayfield.
I move that we adjourn. Is that what you would like for me to do?
Senator Mayfield, I think that's a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
I think we've probably reached the precipice of this committee meeting. If there is no objection, or is there an objection? Seeing that there is no objection, show the motion adopted. We are adjourned.